Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 22nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 14 years ago, today in 2010, László Hényeks bought two pizzas from Papa John's, and it was considered to be the first ever purchase with Bitcoin. The transaction paved the way for the financial revolution brought about by cryptocurrency. So March 22nd will be forever known as Bitcoin Pizza Day. Giving more fuel to this famous day, those pizzas ended up costing Mr. Hényeks $700 million. More on that later in the show. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 54 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:06, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:15. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 88 and wind around 10 mph. Tonight, clear with a low around 64. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 5:15 a.m. with the high tide at 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 87 degrees. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Thursday night as well. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny, with highs near 83 and 74 respectively. Sunday will be mostly sunny and slightly cooler with a high near 70. A chance of showers returns Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the renowned tax consulting firm Ryan has raised concerns about Mayor Michelle Wu's property tax classification proposal, warning of negative impacts on Boston's residential and commercial buildings and economic health. On May 30th, experts will discuss these concerns at the Comerical Real Estate Development Forum. The forum, hosted by the Comerical Real Estate Development Association of Massachusetts, will focus on the proposal's potential tax burden shift and its effects on small businesses. The panel briefing will be held Wednesday at 100 Federal Street, Putnam Auditorium, from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Now on to sports. Former Florida quarterback signee Jaden Rashada is suing Gators coach Billy Napier, a former staffer and a major booster, alleging they made false promises to induce him to sign with Florida in 2022. The lawsuit, seeking over $10 million, claims Rashada was promised significant NIL deals that were later reneged. Rashada initially committed to Miami but flipped to Florida, enticed by a 4-year, $14 million NIL contract. The suit alleges continued false assurances, resulting in financial losses for Rashada. The case underscores growing concerns about NIL dealings in college sports. In local sports, the Indiana Pacers nearly secured a Game 1 upset in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Boston Celtics' Jaylen Brown had other plans. Brown hit a crucial three-pointer in the final seconds of regulation to tie the game at 117-117. In overtime, the Celtics prevailed 132-128, with Jason Tatum scoring 10 points, including a key three-pointer. Despite shooting well, Indiana's 21 turnovers, including a costly one that led to Brown's game-tying shot, ultimately led to their downfall. The Celtics now lead the series with a Game 1 win. The Red Sox on the road beat the Rays 5-2. And tonight, the Sox take on the Rays in the final game of the series. In top news, on the original Bitcoin Pizza Day, Laszlo Hanyecz exchanged 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizzas, now valued at $700 million. Today, celebrations for Pizza Day include Binance's global events and many pizza shops offering deep discounts. Hanyecz, proud of his contribution, believes Bitcoin was destined to grow. On May 17th to 22nd, Binance hosts pizza events in 16 countries, including South Africa and Thailand, to engage and educate people about Bitcoin's journey. This day reminds us of how two pizzas sparked a global financial transformation and altered our perception of money forever. Since then, Bitcoin has experienced significant milestones, such as halving events, which have increased its value and solidified its position in the financial world. In business news, Amazon has become the largest private EV charging operator in the U.S. by installing over 17,000 chargers at 120 warehouses. This initiative aims to reduce carbon emissions from its last-mile deliveries. Despite challenges like high costs, varied warehouse designs, and substantial power requirements, Amazon's flexible and patient approach has set a roadmap for other companies. Investing in Rivian vans and sustainable practices, Amazon strives to meet its climate goals while maintaining efficient delivery operations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 70,000. Ethereum is 3,800. And Solana is $177. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Greater spotted eagles have altered their migration routes to avoid the war in Ukraine, according to scientists. GPS data showed these eagles migrating from Greece and South Sudan to Belarus deviated from their usual paths to avoid the conflict zones, resulting in longer journeys and fewer stops for refueling. This disruption may affect their breeding performance, raising concerns about this species' conservation. Researchers from the Estonian University of Life Sciences and the British Trust for Ornithology reported these findings in the publication called Current Biology. And in entertainment news, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is an action-packed prequel to Mad Max, Fury Road. Directed by George Miller, it stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Furiosa, revealing her backstory from a young girl to a warrior queen. Chris Hemsworth plays the villain Dementus in this visually stunning dystopian tale. While it lacks the relentless pace of Fury Road, Furiosa offers thrilling action sequences and strong performances, making it a worthy, albeit conventional, addition to the Mad Max franchise. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Larry Bird. He said, "Leadership is getting players to believe in you. If you tell a teammate you're ready to play as tough as you're able to, you'd better go out there and do it. Players will see right through a phony, and they can tell when you're not giving it all you've got." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.